You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
The thing to understand, they're supernatural. Let me clue you in on a tidbit of information. If you can open up your mouth like Spot on the Munsters and have flames come out of your nostrils and kill your enemies, that and you, my friend, are supernatural. All God's end times players are supernatural. Look at the origins of Antichrist. We just looked at this, where it says, actually, we're about to look at it. The beast, the references in Revelation, beast, lamb is Jesus, dragon is Satan, beast is Antichrist. When he says the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit, that's where he originates from. He doesn't come out of Long Island. He doesn't come out of Schenectady. He doesn't come from Las Vegas or Rome or Jerusalem. He comes from the bottomless pit. Meaning, I'm saying to you, friend, he's already lived. He's already lived. Like John the Baptist. There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. The Antichrist comes out of the bottomless pit. He's in God's green room, and he's waiting for his number to be called. As you read about three angels that are buried at the bottom of the Euphrates River, they're waiting. They're in a whole nother green room full of water, waiting on their number. It says they were created for this day, week, month, and year, and they're waiting. They're part of God's end times players, like these two witnesses who could show up tomorrow out here. Or actually, maybe they couldn't. Because we're still waiting on the temple. We're waiting on the temple to be rebuilt. We're waiting on a temple and an altar to appear in Jerusalem. So we know, but these are some of the things you can look. You've got tomorrow's newspaper here delivered today. You know what's going to happen. Keep your eyes and ears open. We're waiting for a 7-year peace treaty with Israel, and it's apparent friend who's going to turn on them. We're waiting for a rebuilt temple. Let me move on here. We're already 35 minutes in this. We're going to keep going here up until 7 o'clock, I'm sure. Now, we've gone through verse 5. These are the two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Verse 5, if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. Even Elijah did things like this. You can read about it, 2 Kings. Many times he called down fire against the commanders of tens and the commanders of 50s, you can read. It wasn't just against the 400 prophets of Baal. He did it many times. By the way, so you're preterite, are you? You've got to take more leaps than Superman for you to remain preterite. So I'd ask the question, tell me, when did this happen? If this has already happened, when did fire come out of people's nostrils and burn up their enemies? And when did their dead bodies lie in the street for 3.5 days? When did God raise them up? When did the whole world see it happen all at the same time? When? You see, preterism has got more holes in it than a piece of Swiss cheese when you understand and take the Bible literal as you're supposed to. It's easy to understand. When it's harder to understand, he gives you the explanations for what it means. So, we got two mysterious men preaching in Jerusalem. They can kill anyone on sight by fire. And by the way, fire means fire. One of these guys is probably Elijah, who killed or saw to it that many people were killed by fire. Also, they've got the power to shut heaven so that it hasn't rained for 3.5 years. I'd have to say, too, when does that happen? If all the book of Revelation has been fulfilled, when is there a time when it hasn't rained for 3.5 years? You got to say, apple does not mean apple anymore. Rain does not mean rain anymore. 3.5 years just means an undisclosed period of time. You see, when you spiritualize the Bible, you do great harm to the Word of God when you do that. When you make up your own understanding for what things mean. Like when it says that Jesus Christ, it says there's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. See, Jesus Christ is a ransom for all. And you say, no. All doesn't mean all. All means me and these people that live around me here in Jerusalem. Because God, like Esau, he loves Jacob and hates Esau. God hates 98% of the world, but loves me. So all can't mean all. You see, you got to change the meanings of what things mean. Like God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. World doesn't, you got to change what the word world means for that to fly. World means Jerusalem and its surrounding areas. Because we know, like Esau, Jacob I've loved and Esau I've hated. You see, you got to spiritualize what things mean. And when you do that, you cause great harm upon the word of God when you change what simple things mean. All means all. We read in the Bible, Jesus Christ is a ransom for all. And that is to as many as will receive him. Not all. All aren't going to receive them. There's 7.3 billion people in the world. It's probably only the 0.3 that will. But he was a ransom for all. Most reject that. I just wanted you to see the great harm that comes by spiritualizing the Bible and not taking it and understanding. You see, like this book I got right here, it's an old book by Clarence Larkin. It's called Rightly Dividing the Word. You got to rightly divide the word. And there's a wrong way to divide it. To spiritualize it is the wrong way to divide it. To take it literal is the right way. Okay, Revelation 11:6. It says, these have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And they have power over, and see, not only is it no rain, look at what comes next. Look at that conjunction. It says, and. Everyone with me? These have power to shut heaven. That's these two guys. They've got the power, and I'm sure they will use the power. They've got the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. How long are the days of their prophecy? 1,260 days. Today is what? April 22nd, 2020. 2021, 2, 23, May, June, July, August, September, October. October 22nd of 2023. Think how it is today trying to get a roll of toilet paper in this blessed town. All because of a flu bug. I'm exaggerating a little bit. You see, there's a little bit of trouble out here in the world, and you can't find a roll of toilet paper anywhere. Now, 3.5 years. October 22nd. If these guys show up today, if old Esposito was wrong and they're here at the first half of the tribulation because I and my walnut brain is wrong, and this starts today, if they're on the news here tonight and you see these two guys, you can get out your calendar and start writing down days. 1,260 non-spiritualized days takes you to October 22nd, 2023 is the next time you're going to see a drop of water. And if you think it's bad now, trying to find some hand fertilizer and a roll of toilet paper, think of how it's going to be then. You see, Satan's got all this. He's got all of you figured out. He's been studying man forever, and he says this. He says skin for skin. He says all that a man has he will give for his life. How are you doing with that? How are you doing with that? You know, Jesus warns us. He gives us the state of mind that we need to be in. It's found in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 25. Let me read it to you. Now, not that I have already attained, because I haven't. But to get through 3.5 years of no rain and no water, you got to have this mindset that Jesus warned us. John 12, 25, in red letters it says, he who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for life eternal. You see, that is why James says to you, count it all joy when you fall. I love the NIV. Matter of fact, let me grab my NIV for you. Let me read to you James chapter 1, verse 2 out of the NIV Bible. This is the old NIV from 1984 before they sold their soul to the dark side. James chapter 1, verse 2. It says, consider it pure joy, my brethren, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because, meaning it's not for nothing. God's at work behind these things. When you face trials in your life, it's not willy-nilly. It's not for no reason. God is at work. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God's at work behind the scenes. You need a little yellow sign hanging over your chest. Shouldn't say men at work. It says God at work. He's at work in you. He's at work in your life. He makes your life difficult so that you can claim John 12, 25 to yourself. So when you don't have any water, you see, you can do what David did when he ran into someone 9'6" and says, who is this fool? This uncircumcised Philistine who defies the armies of the living God? That comes through persevering, abiding under the hand of God through trials and trouble in your life.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Vollmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of